Blackstone Audio presents Charlie Chaplin, A Brief Life by Peter Ackroyd. This book is read by Ralph Lister. 1. A London Childhood. Welcome to the world of South London in the last decade of the 19th century. It was frowsy. It was shabby. The shops were small and generally dirty. It had none of the power or the energy of the more important part of the city on the other side of the Thames. It moved at a slower pace. All the accounts of it in the late 19th and early 20th centuries describe it as a distinct and alien place. It was, in a sense, cut off from the life of the greater London. This may account for the air of exhaustion and of torpor which could hit the unwary. It was the site of small and noisome trades such as hat-making and leather-tanning. Factories abounded for the manufacture of biscuits, jam and pickles. Glue factories stood adjacent to timber warehouses and slaughterhouses. The predominant smells were those of vinegar and of dog dung and of smoke and of beer, compounded, of course, by the stink of poverty. By the end of the 19th century, Kennington, the earliest home of Charles Chaplin, had all the characteristics of a slum. The area south of the river had for centuries also been the place of somewhat suspect pleasures, such as brothels and pleasure gardens. That tradition was continued in the 19th century with the public houses, gin palaces and music halls of the area. One of the first music halls, the Winchester, opened in South London in 1840. The Surrey followed 8 years later. Two of the great halls, the Canterbury and Gatties in the Road,